This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're good stuff. Well, good stuff. Indeed. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Get me nice and energized and focused like I am now. Not too sugary. I got to mix in with my Kool-Aid. It's sugar-free Kool-Aid. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Me and Golan does that. We got good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, I did mention Golan. Well, there's something that Golan may be interested in. Amazon's talking about Throne and Liberty. And there's some talk about the Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake. But we begin with the tech sector. PC Games N did say that Intel did update them on the game crashes. And, well, it's not looking very good. Now, they're talking about the Core i9-14900K. And there was some BIOS update that will be coming soon to fix one of the factors. But Intel did say that they have not yet found the root cause of the game crashes on the Intel CPUs. So what do they know for now? Well, there's a bug in the enhanced thermal velocity boost algorithm, and the Intel communications manager, Thomas Hannaford, did say that Intel has already developed a patch to fix that problem. And they're talking to the motherboard makers on getting that update out before the 19th of July. Intel was also saying that the default settings for the LGA 1700 motherboards should stick to the limited set of parameters because of the power limits and the thermal regulation. That way the CPUs won't be overheating. And the motherboard makers have already been issuing some BIOS updates to confirm Intel's default baseline settings, but they have no specified settings for several CPUs from the Core i5-13600K to the Core i9. There are some other bugs that they went through, but please be aware that if you have the Intel chip CPU, that some updates will be on the way. AMD's got a different problem because, according to The Verge, they're investigating some claims of stolen company data. So here's what AMD did say in a statement. Quote, "We are aware of a cyber criminal organization claiming to be in possession of stolen AMD data. We're working closely with law enforcement officials and third-party hosting partner to investigate the claim and the significance of the data." Now, the threat actor has an alias named Intel Broker, and that is selling data that it claimed was obtained from AMD.com, breached this past month. And that's why AMD had to provide that statement. Now, Intel Broker did attempt to sell data from Europol, the Home Depot, and the health insurance marketplace DC HealthLink. Back in 2022, AMD did confirm that it was investing claims that the hacking group Ransom House stole 450 gigabytes of data. But maybe there's some good news within the tech sector, because Samsung might be working on a new SSD tech. This comes to us from PC Games N, and there's a device that's called the Samsung 990 Evo Plus, and that does follow the existing SSD naming convention. So the company was releasing the 970 Evo Plus a few months after the original 970 Evo. So there might be a 990. Now the Samsung 990 Pro has been out for a few years, and they saw the publishing of the 4X PCIe 4.0. They went right up to its limit. And it is possible that the 990 Evo Plus could use the 4X PCIe 5.0 interface, and that would outperform the 990 Pro. Now, if you want a memory card right now, you can go to Amazon, you get a 1 TB WD Black SN850X SSD for $100, and that was originally $115, so that's $15 off. Let's get to software. Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake developer did say that they were regretting that folks were hanging a bit for the early announcement. This comes to us from BG247 and Team Enseno, which is the studio that's making Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake, did admit that it regrets announcing the game way back in 2021, leaving fans to yearn for a release date reveal that only arrived, or that did arrive this week via Nintendo Direct. And November 14th is the date. But there was a teaser last month, but there wasn't much talk about anything about the game since it was revealed along other Dragon Quest games. During a special Dragon Quest 35th anniversary livestream, which everybody did like. Now, in a translation via automation of what the team did say up on Twitter, quote, "We've been told that too much time has passed since we announced the start of development, but this isn't unusual seeing as all of our titles have been taking 3 to 4 years to develop it. However, the initial announcement was too early compared to others. We're reflecting on this. So thank you very much for waiting. So we'll see when this one comes out." Now, we get to a little bit of Nintendo news. Because Switch Online, according to MyNintendoNews.com, will be adding Metroid Dread icons, and some Metro Prime icons will also return. So, if you go to your Nintendo Switch Online profiles, and you can select the Nintendo Switch Online icon on your home screen, then you could go through and see all of the icons that you could use when you have the points to use them. It's all there for you. Looks good. But we'll stick with Nintendo via IGN, because Zelda, Metroid, and Mario said that the games for Switch, and maybe the Switch, is far from dead. Hey, that's their title. So, as you know, Nintendo did their thing. They had that Nintendo Direct, and they had a bunch of games going with it. Some good stuff, too. We went through that before. But IGN went back through it and said, look, you have Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, you have the Legend of Zelda game, you have the Return of Mario and Luigi, and you have the Super Mario Party Jamboree, along with Donkey Kong Country Returns. So maybe, that's what they're thinking, that maybe that Switch 2 might not be announced this year. But IGN just went on through the games, and kind of what they thought. Now, could this mean that there's a Switch 2 coming? It would be a good platform, but we know what Nintendo does, don't we? We shall see. Now we go to DualShockers.com. And they're saying that Amazon is talking about the Throne and Liberty development. So Amazon Games and NCSoft did say that yesterday that their MMO, Throne and Liberty, will be playable here, because it'll have a worldwide release on September 17th. It is a free-to-play MMORPG that also has an open beta coming to PC and consoles from the 18th of July to the 23rd of July. And the players in Korea have already had their chance to get their hands on the Throne and Liberty since last year and this year's Summer Game Fest. But this is the first time that they are sending out the game to North America and other countries. So, Daniel Lafuente and Merv Lee Kwai from Amazon were talking to The Gamer, and they were talking about what they learned from the Throne and Liberty. And they also wanted to, quote, broaden their horizons, end quote, about the MMO genre. And they also want to let people know that Amazon is setting a high standard when it comes to bringing their games to the forefront. So here's what Lafonte did say. Words are hard, quote, "There's definitely a quality bar that we strive for in the titles that we're bringing to the market. And it just so happens that we have MMOs right now, but our portfolio intends to be broad over the next couple of years. Maybe you've heard the news about the Tomb Raider game. It's not just an MMO that we're bringing to the market. It does happen to be the focus of the movement, but we have broad ambitions. So we shall see what happens there." Now, PSU.com, that's PlayStation Universe, did say that Blue Point Games are still working on their title for a game. So, Peter Dalton did get up on Twitter and say, quote, "Nothing has changed since our statement that we're working on an original title. Everything takes time. We're committed to sharpening our skills." Now, the studio has been working on a mystery title for some time because what they were working on was announced in October 2021, and that is the original content for the next project. And the wording did suggest that it'll be a new IP. So at the time, it was also speculated that a new game, or it could be a new game from a game that already exists. Blue Point Games is known about their remasters that includes Shadow of the Colossus and Demon's Souls. And the studio was acquired by PlayStation back in September 2021. Now, Eurogamer did say that Banana is not a scam. The game is not a scam. And we know that Banana has been on Steam for a while and a lot of people have been playing it. But one of the developers named Aesthetic Spartan did release a statement. Quote, "As you all have heard by now, Thessalians used to be involved in a Steam Market Bitcoin scam bug. We did not know about this until recent videos started to point this out, and we had to talk almost immediately with the whole team about the situation. We gave him a chance to explain the situation to us, and we know he's showing more remorse and is sorry about what happened in the past." Now, they did part ways, so that way they could be free of that person and all the things that come with him. And that was his reassurance of the game not being a scam. So go ahead and play it at your whim, if you do. Well, if you want to play games and you got a PlayStation, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, both 4 and 5 are getting a free multiplayer access this weekend. So if you got friends that play Helldivers 2, NBA 2K24, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, those games will be playable online without a PlayStation Plus subscription. So if you want to play with people, this is going to be a free weekend for you if you have a PlayStation and you don't have PlayStation Plus. And we end on good news. Barely. But we do end on good news. We'll see you tomorrow, because this has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow. So go play some games, people.